This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
This little piece of music is after causing war with a friend of mine who asked me to bring this up on the show and get opinions from you, the listeners. That is, of course, Love Is All Around from the movie...
Love Actually.
No, it wasn't Love Actually. It'll come to me.
Yeah, whatever.
That is the song Love Is All Around by Wet Wet Wet, and that is the piano version. Well, I want to run this by you and see what you think of this, because a friend of mine is getting married next Easter in a church in Meath. It's a lovely piece of music, actually. And she met with the priest, with her husband-to-be, earlier on in the week, as you do. You meet with the priest to discuss the wedding arrangements. And the subject of music for the wedding came up. And she told the priest that she wanted this piece of music when she was walking up the aisle. Have a listen.
And why can't she not?
The priest said to her that it's church rules, or diocesan rules, I think it was the expression used, that the only music that is allowed to be played during a religious ceremony is a religious song or a hymn. Now, she is going, she's absolutely livid over this, and is even considering possibly cancelling the wedding from the church over this. She wants...
Well, so she should. Let her cancel the wedding from the church if she doesn't want to go by the church rules. That's the church rules. Get over yourself.
It's a ridiculous rule.
It's not a ridiculous
it is,
rule.
It's an absolute...
Where do you draw the line? Can you play like a heavy rock song as people are walking up the aisle because that's what you like? Okay. It's so ridiculous.
This is a song. And I don't know if anybody... If you've got married as well, how do you feel about this, about being dictated to by the church? About
You're
what
not being dictated to.
Yes, you are.
You're being told to play by their rules.
No, you are
you
being...
Have, hold, that's, hang on. Sorry, if you want to play Love Is All Around, go and have a civil ceremony.
She doesn't want a civil ceremony.
You can
ceremony.
Play what you like.
She well, doesn't want a civil
well, then
ceremony.
Then she wants a church ceremony. No. Then she goes by church rules. End of.
No.
There is no discussion on this.
Yes, there is a discussion
there
on it.
There absolutely isn't.
Can I explain something? Why there's a discussion? Here is a woman. Let me stop that music for a second, because this is very important. Here is a woman, a friend of mine, who wants to get married in the church. Who wants to do the religious thing, okay? And she wants to get married in a church with her and her husband.
But she doesn't want to do it by their rules.
But all she wants when she's walking up the aisle is this piano solo of Love Is All Around.
Tough, it's not a religious song.
And the priest turned around to her and said, I'm sorry, you can only have accepted pieces of music which are religious hymns.
There's nothing new there.
I'm sorry.
Has always been the case.
I'm not saying it hasn't been always the case, but it needs to change.
No, why should it change?
Yes, it needs to change. If the church wants to get young people back into their buildings, because let's be honest, young people have turned their back on the church.
Yeah, but let her turn her back on the church as well then if she doesn't like that rule.
It's
let her get married in a civil ceremony. She only wants to do what most other people want to do and use and abuse the church.
She's not using...
Like you did. Get married in a church for nicer photographs.
How do you feel
like
about...
Like everybody does.
How do you feel about that? Call us now, 67979781, or text us on 087-798-9898. Should my friend who's getting married next Easter be allowed to have this piece of music when she's walking up the aisle? I honestly don't see the problem in it. I think the priest in this case is being in a stick in the mud just for the...
He's not, they're the rules.
Sorry, is playing this music in the church going to offend anybody or God?
It's not going to offend anybody, but that is the rule. That is their rule, and if you don't like their rule, go get married in a civil ceremony. And Mary, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Grand, thanks, Adrian. And yourself?
Good, thank you. Now, your daughter got married last Friday.
Last Friday, up in the village in the Ballybrack Church.
Oh, lovely. I spent half my childhood there.
And I know your mum and dad very well.
Oh, very good. Yeah, well, I was a head altar boy in that church back in the day.
Were you?
I was, yep. Yeah.
Really?
So your daughter got married there last Friday.
Yes, and there was just a singer, and she sang her in with Ellie Goulding, How Long Will I Love You.
Yeah.
And no objection from the priest?
No, not a problem.
You see, I think in a lot of cases, I think it depends on the priest or depends on the parish or whatever. So maybe they're a little bit more chilled in Ballybrack. I've heard of this happening before on many occasions, actually, where the priest has said, no, you can't have non-religious songs. Maybe the priest didn't even realise.
I don't know now, to be honest with you, Adrian, but, you know, that's the way it was, and it was beautiful, I have to say.
Oh, no, I'm sure it was.
But like,
And I'm not saying, by the way, Jeremy, that I find that piano version of Love Is All Around offensive. I don't at all. But if the priest makes that as a rule for you having your wedding in the church, then tough.
No, but my point is, and I'm sure you'd agree with me, Mary, is that is that the church are trying to get people back in into the into the club. They're trying to get back.
Okay, so and here, hang on.
And here I have.
You see, Jeremy, where do you draw the line? Say, for example,
she's Adrian some couple. Adrian defended the Catholic Church. Who knew?
Say, some couple went to see Robbie Williams a few weeks ago, and they want to play rock DJ as they're walking up. I don't want to rock DJ.
No, where do you draw? You're being silly, Adrian.
No, but
that
where do you draw the line?
Happen. That
okay, or somebody else wants to play Saturday Night Fever. Night Fever, no. Night Fever. Walking up the aisle. Where do you draw the line?
What is wrong?
It's a church. It's a church. It's not my thing, but I at least respect the rules of the church.
But this is a rule. I'm sorry, but this is a rule that the church needs to update because they're going to alienate people by saying
they already alienated people by abusing them. So move on.
Yes, but
allowing people to play disco music walking up the aisle is going to get people back to church, is it?
No, but the point is, my friend, okay, she wants to get married in a church. So
does she want to get married in a church?
And by the way, sorry, the church is making a few quid out of it as well because it's costing her a few hundred quid to get married in the church.
Yeah,
so this is a business.
Why does she want to get married in a church? Nicer photographs.
For photographs and because she believes
that's actually disgusting.
She believes
I find that really
oh my God.
And I'm not a religious person, I find it obnoxious.
That's why I got married in the church.
For nicer photographs, isn't that just disgusting?
And because we felt, as a lot of people do, that if it doesn't happen in the church, it's not a proper wedding. And I'm sorry, I feel that way and a lot of people feel that way
as well. I'm going to tell you to write off. That's a disgusting thing to say. Nearly 40% of people get married in a civil ceremony now.
And
gay couples, straight couples, any type of couple get 40%. And you're saying, really what you're saying is a gay marriage isn't a real marriage?
That's not what I mean.
That's actually what you said.
No, because gay couples do not have a choice. They don't have a choice. They should have a choice. They should be able to get married in the church, but
why?
They don't. What?
Again, the church doesn't agree with it.
Because
they're entitled to that. They're entitled to that belief.
Who's entitled to that
so
belief?
A real marriage...
But I have gay friends who got married and they didn't get married in the church, obviously, because they couldn't. And we were at the wedding. They wanted to get married in the church. That's where they wanted their wedding. And they wanted it for the very same reason.
Okay, but I'm not getting into discussing whether the church is against gay marriage or not. However, I'm going to pull you up on that statement that you just made, that people who get married in a civil ceremony, it's not a real marriage.
No,
that is absolute
bullshit.
Obviously and you're offending... Hang on for one second.
Talking about the ceremony.
You're really annoying me now. You're offending 40% of our audience who are listening right now who got married in a civil ceremony.
I don't think they're going to be offended by that.
You said it's not a real marriage.
No, what I mean is... The ceremony, I don't believe, is as nice in a registry.
You've probably never been at one.
Yes, I've been to gay weddings that didn't take place in churches. I think, am I not allowed to say that a church ceremony, I think, is the most special thing?
You said, if you get married in a civil ceremony, it's not a real wedding.
Okay,
that's what you said.
Okay, well, can I rephrase?
I'm getting married at Christmas in a civil ceremony.
Only because you're not allowed to get married in the church.
No, I don't think I would get married in the church anymore.
What?
Because I don't want to be a hypocrite like most other people like you.
And you actually
because
would.
I want to get nice photographs.
No, you would get married in the
church. I wouldn't, I'm telling you.
Of course you would.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't. I don't go to church anymore. Why would I want to get married in a church?
Well, why?
I'm not a hypocrite like
most
other people.
Why are you getting married then? Because marriage is, by the way, marriage is originally a religious sacrament.
It's actually not.
It's a religious sacrament.
It's not.
It's one of the seven sacraments.
Above all, it's a civil ceremony. You're not legally married until it's civilly registered.
Sorry, Mary, I'm sorry you're caught up in all this. What do you make of all this?
Well, to be honest with you, Jeremy, I do agree with you. Now, personally myself,
which part of it do you agree with, Mary? That it's not a real
wedding? No, I don't mean it's not a real wedding, but I do agree. I think the church is special, and I think it's special for the couple.
And sorry,
especially if you're religious.
That's
yes,
all
of
I
course.
Was trying to say, by the way, and I'm sorry if it came out wrong. That's what I was trying to say, that a marriage ceremony in the church, I think, is special. It's more special than just having it in a hall somewhere or a hotel.
And my husband actually said it too. We said, I was glad you got married in the church.
I can't believe what I'm actually hearing. Do you realise how offensive you are being to the 40% of people who choose not to get married in a church?
That's their choice, but it's their choice to say we don't think
it's not a real wedding. It's not special.
Okay, can we remove the word real?
I was at a wedding last year, by the way, which was an open-air wedding in the middle of this beautiful garden. It was the nicest wedding I was ever at.
We're all entitled to our opinions, Adrian. We're all entitled to our opinions.
Breda, you're on 98FM. Hello, Breda.
Hi, Adrian. I couldn't agree more with Jeremy.
Oh, why does that marriage not surprise
me? Marriage is a sacrament. It's a religious event in itself. Of course it should be celebrated in a church. It's not this Mickey Mouse sham of walking into a hotel. I mean, come on. It's not even romantic. It's not even, like, I mean...
Says who?
It's not.
You're hang on, Brina. I just mentioned I was at a wedding last year in a beautiful venue in County Meath in an open air.
And it's friends. I saw the photographs of that. Yeah. It looked beautiful.
Beautiful. Well, it was absolutely beautiful.
I'm going to tell you a story. A friend of mine, a good friend of mine, got married recently. She's a colleague, but I knew her before. We're good friends. And when I found out that she was getting married in a hotel, I didn't want to go.
You didn't want to go.
I didn't want to go. For me, it wasn't. And she was going on about the weeks leading up to her wedding. My wedding. And I felt like turning around and saying, it's not a wedding, it's a party.
You see, this is where I distance myself from all comments made by Breda now. I wouldn't even go that far. No, I get the point that Breda is making. And a lot of people feel that way, Adrian. And I'm sorry that you are offended by that. And don't get offended on other people's behalf, because I don't think anybody else would be offended by that. But there is something a bit more special about the wedding ceremony.
A hotel wedding is not a real wedding. It's not a real marriage.
Breda, seriously.
Adrian, are you going to let me
speak? No, I'm actually
Christ's
not
sake.
Going to let you speak, for Christ's sake. Robbie, you're on 98FM. How are you, Robbie?
Not bad on this beautiful summer's day.
On this well,
really?
Well,
it was nice earlier.
It was nice earlier. Yeah. It's not nice now. Anyway, go on, Robbie. You got married in a registry office.
I did.
My God, you're not really married.
Really?
Well,
never do you guarantee that for me now.
No, apparently.
That's music to his ears, that is.
In fact, can I just tell you, by the way, that you're actually quicker married in a registry office than you are in a church, because they have to send off the paperwork. When you get married in a registry office, bang, you're married there and then.
And Robbie, can I ask you a question? Why did you choose a registry office over a church?
I don't believe in pretending people in the sky and all that, you know. I lost my imaginary friend when I was 5.
Okay, in your opinion, God is an imaginary person, but in a lot of people's opinion, he's not. Let's respect all opinions.
His point is that he didn't want to be a hypocrite. Okay. Isn't that right, Robbie?
Exactly.
Not like our Jeremy.
Have you been in the registry office in town? It's actually quite nice. I'm by myself.
I've had friends and family married.
Yeah, I was expecting, like you were saying, a room, myself and ourselves going into this room.
I have to be honest, Robbie, I have been in some dog rough registry office around the country. I was in one in Wicklow Town, about 7 or 8 years ago now. It may have improved since, but geez, it was a kip. It was an absolute
kip. One in town now is actually really...
Yeah, it is lovely.
Nice.
I've been in it.
I was actually quite surprised now, as I said. But look, we had a non-religious wedding, and we were more than happy with that. You know, I don't go to church. I've no intention.
Why'd you get married then? Because marriage is...
It's not a religious thing.
It's not a religious thing.
Stop saying that.
It's an open
marriage was between myself and my... to be wife at the time, and we wanted to make the vows to each other to be married. Nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with that.
Well, sorry, I hate to tell you this, marriage is one of the 7 sacraments of the Catholic Church.
If you believe in Catholicism. If you believe in Catholicism.
Are you Catholic, Robbie?
No. I would have been brought up as all that.
Well, sorry, were you christened?
I was.
But then you're Catholic.
No, I didn't
have much say about that.
You didn't have any say in it.
You know?
But then why don't you leave? Why don't you rip up your birth cert?
I did. Like, I mean, I...
So your birth cert...
You need a birth cert.
Your baptismal cert.
You're so confused, it's not funny.
I'm not confused at all.
No, to be honest, like, I don't go to church. I don't practice any sort of religion. I don't go to mass for mass reasons.
That sounds like Jeremy, actually.
And when you have children...
I go to church for weddings, christenings, and... confirmations.
And when you have I don't know, do you have children, Robbie?
I do.
Are they christened?
Yes.
Ah, there we go. The old a la carte Catholicism coming out there.
Sure, as guilty as that is the next man.
Yeah, you ever heard of the baptism cert that you can't get into the bloody schools?
It's ridiculous. And the sooner
the
better.
Let's get rid of that and let's get into a secular state. But that's another argument we're going to have another day.
We agree with you 100%.
The only reason I got it done is because it had to be done at the time. Yep. Like, my wife wanted it done, so, like, I'm not going to argue. Like, when my kids turn 18, if they want to be Catholics, let them be. If they don't want to be, fine, let them be. It's their choice what they want to do when they get older.
Okay, stay there for a second.
How do you feel about the church banning secular music in the...
Non-secular.
No, so it is secular music.
No, it's non-secular.
Secular is non-religious. Oh, sorry?
whatever.
It's absolutely outrageous.
Isn't it? I mean, all she wants is Wet, 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 Love Us All Around.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't...
Why that song? I don't know, but... yeah,
well, you don't want to know the song she wants when she's leaving the church. I didn't even say this because Adrian would have...
I want to
Adrian
play,
would
have,
yeah. Tell me, go
no,
on.
You'd have
go
a canary.
On, go on,
no,
go
no, no, no. I'll
just,
get a copy.
Just visualise it in
no,
my head.
No, I'll get a copy of it. Hang on first. Keep
okay,
talking.
So she wants Love Us All Around piano version as she's going up the aisle.
Yeah.
And as she's going down the aisle, she wants...
No,
come on, sit it out.
It's just gonna, it's just gonna play into your hands.
It's gonna prove my argument.
She wants this song. Well, hang on, I'll give it to you in a second. This is definitely a secular piece of music. Okay, you won't find this in any religious book anywhere. But this is the song that she wants. As she's walking back down the aisle. I need you, boy. Gotta be you, boy.
No.
But my heart's all over the... That's a lovely song.
It's a great song. Play it at the wedding party in the hotel later on. No, seriously. Now you're really taking
the mix. Yeah, but the priest wouldn't even know who Chris Brown is.
It doesn't matter. Chris Brown, a wife beater. Yeah, brilliant.
Alleged.
And there's no alleged about it. He beat the shit out of Rihanna. Okay? There's no alleged about it at all.
But,
and you want a priest to allow that scumbag's music to be played in a church.
God, this is going to... That's why you didn't mention the song at the start.
Paul, you're on 98FM. How are you, Paul?
Not too bad.
Chris Brown's a scumbag, according to Adrian.
But he is. He is.
But listen to the song. Forget about this.
I couldn't care less about the song.
Walking down the aisle, I now pronounce you man and wife. You now kiss the bride. I need you, boy.
Paul, what do you want to say on this?
My daughter got married in 2012 to Mary, and when she had all the hotel, and when she got married, the cake came down the aisle to the Kings of Leon. Her sex is on fire.
What?
Yeah.
That wasn't in the church.
No.
Because it says on my screen, daughter had my sex is on fire walking out of the church.
No, it doesn't say church. No.
Sorry, Katie, a big tick. where was this in the hotel?
I was in the hotel, yeah.
That's not a real wedding, according to Jeremy.
No, not a real ceremony. It's not a special ceremony.
It was, and they were remarried last year when the laws changed.
Very good. Well, that's fantastic. And it's not real, according to Jeremy.
That's
it's not special.
That's not what I said.
How can you... this is the bit that's really annoying me. How can you decide what's special
just
to the couple getting married?
Because this is based on opinions. My opinion...
Seriously.
My opinion is...
Husband A and wife A are getting married, and they have a beautiful ceremony, and you say to them, that wasn't special.
Well, what makes you the authoritative figure on why Chris Brown can't be played in the church?
Because he's a scumbag wife beater, that's why. Kelly, you're on 98FM. Very quickly, Kelly, what did you want to say?
Hi. I agree with you, Adrian.
Yeah.
I don't agree
There's
with
you. No logical person wouldn't agree with me.
What, that Chris Brown is a scumbag?
Yeah. Whatever that. No, the church, not even maybe anymore. Ceremony, yes, it's the best thing. It doesn't matter where you get married. Okay, civil service is the best now. Church, you can walk down anywhere. It's who's with you. Doesn't matter if Adrian, the guest, they're not important. On
exactly. I agree. The only person who it's meant to be special to is the couple getting married.
Sure, why invite anybody then?
You're not invited. Just saying.
I just want to hear this song in the church. That's all. Can you picture it? By the way, I now
pronounce you man and wife. You can beat the living daylights out of her.
Sorry, can I just ask you a question?
Can I just remind you who you're playing here?
Oh, no, he's filth, that man is. But can I just remind you something, Adrian? And I'm going to finish up on this note. I always win these arguments.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10. Only on 98FM.